Welcome to Anna and Raven's Roadshow. Today they examine items to determine if they have any hidden treasures.
Earlier this month, we asked you to submit items to the Anna and Raven Roadshow. This is anything you've had around the house. He's always wondered, what is this worth? And joining us now, it's our friend, expert auctioneer Ryan Brecklin from Nest Egg Auctions. Ryan, what did you choose out of the so many that I forwarded to you?
There's so many submissions. Like, some of them were just blurry photos of a painting they found in their attic, and
they're like, make me rich.
I'm like, yeah,
I'm rich, right?
No offense if you did that, but I was like, yeah, maybe not. This one's from Catherine. She sent in an Armour's Army Navy calendar from 1899. Armour's is a meat company. Think hot dogs, right? Armour hot dogs.
Okay, yeah.
So in 1899, they were advertising their prepackaged meats, and they put together a calendar for the year with attractive men in army uniforms.
Perfect.
And attractive women in exactly the dress you would suppose for 1899.
Yeah, I'm looking at these pictures right now.
Like, I don't know that dress, but
I'll show you. Hold on.
Oh, yeah.
It's like what you think, like the high neck white shirts with, like, it looks like a tie for women. You know what I'm talking about. And then the full skirts on the bottom.
Oh, Baywatch then.
Okay, no, right. The opposite of Baywatch.
Yeah.
Think Downton Abbey.
Yes.
That's what you're what you're thinking.
And hot dogs.
Mm-hmm. Yes. This is around the time of the Spanish-American War, and this is a prime example of illustration art. So art that was made for products and advertising by real artists. Think James Flagg, you know, Uncle Sam, George Linedecker. And every image on here is this idyllic late 19th century
of
American
course.
Couples in love.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was an advertising calendar, they made a lot of them. A lot of them got saved because it was beautiful art. And average prices are probably in the $50 to $200 range for something like this. In my research, though, I found one that must have just been contested at auction. It sold for as much as $600.
Wow.
For
wow.
six sheets of paper.
You know, I mean, that's quite something. I have to tell you, honestly, when I think of something being, you know, around for more than 120 years, I would think that would have, you know, accumulated some more cost than that. But like you said, I mean, I guess the fact that there's so many of them out there, you have to take into account, right? There's always one readily available.
Are calendars in general collectible items? I never once thought to keep a calendar.
I have one right now, 2024. It's 18 month and it's all sloths. All right.
Ooh.
It's really nice. If I hold on to that for 120 years.
It should be worth at least a dollar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It says $3.99 on the front of it.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So maybe not investment quality, but.
Oh. All right.
But are calendars collectible?
So 19th century calendars, yes. A lot of it has to do with the purpose they were made for. Advertising calendars were a huge business. So, like, my mother has one from the dairy in the town where she grew up, and it's enormous. It's like 2 feet wide. It's got a girl feeding an apple to a cow, and it shows the dairy underneath. She had it framed. It's beautiful. It's art, and it's history, and it's advertising, so it's cross-collectible, that space you want to be in when you have something that you want to sell.
Did iPhones kill the calendar? I feel like I used to have a calendar growing up my whole life hanging in my room, and I would never go buy a calendar now, right?
Thanks a lot, Steve Jobs.
Yeah. All right, we're going to have more with Ryan coming up next.
Welcome to Anna and Raven's Roadshow. Today they examine items to determine if they have any hidden treasures.
Earlier this month, you sent in all your submissions, things you found around the house. You were wondering what it's worth. And joining us, it's Ryan Brecklin. He's an expert auctioneer from Nest Egg Auctions. Ryan, what did you select?
So this, I like to do some sports collectibles from time to time. It's a hot area right now. Good autographs, rare baseball cards. The market's great. This is from Jill. She sends in a 2002 autographed Derek Jeter bat.
Oh, wow. Okay.
She might have slept over his house.
Isn't that a thing? I heard that they... Now, this is a rumor,
okay.
And I don't know if it's true. And Ryan, I don't know if you can confirm this as an ex-productioneer, but I heard that sometimes he would give, like, parting gifts in the morning when the ladies would leave. That
gift
there would
bag.
Be, like, gift bags.
Right.
I haven't actually seen anything like that, but
yeah.
I think that's a hold and sell later to buy them.
I would love to see one of those on eBay.
In my mind, it's always been a mini bat. You know, like when you buy the huge, it's like a
yes.
It's a small bat, but it's actually a a pen. It's the largest ballpoint pen you've ever seen.
Okay.
Right. And it only lasts like three days, and then it dries out.
Mm-hmm. You imagine telling that story to your kids? Mommy got this from Derek Jeter.
It was a wild night at the club. All right, so we have an actual 2002 autograph. You said it was a bat?
Yeah, I was excited. I'm like, oh, an autographed bat. I can look in to find out what they are. Well, this is called a signature bat. Oh. It's not actually autographed. It has his signature burned in with a laser.
Mm-hmm. What?
And they gave them out on Bat Day at the stadium in 2002.
She didn't even like Derek Jeter.
What is she
She's like, oh, I'm going to hold on to this. It just stayed in the corner of the house. And now she's like, I'm going to sell this.
Oh.
So it's not actually autographed by him. If I wanted to buy one today, I could go on eBay. There's five for sale. And the lowest price is $186 in mint condition.
Okay.
So this one said it was signed by him on Bat Day, but you're saying no, it wasn't. Like, this is just like, she's just lying. She's not telling the truth.
Yeah, I don't know if this one was actually signed. I could be wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And then it looked like somebody maybe took this one out in the backyard and played with it a little bit.
If you have a real autographed bat by Derek Jeter, do you take it out in the backyard?
I mean, when I was a kid, I played with my autographed Daryl Strawberry ball and ruined it.
That was dumb. So if it was actually autographed and you had Derek Jeter's original signature on a bat, how much would that be worth?
I don't know. A game-used bat, it could be thousands.
Right. I mean, if it was used by Derek Jeter.
Right. And if it hit a significant home run or came from a
huge play,
an important game, the sky's the limit on those.
Right.
So sports memorabilia in general, if you're a collector, what would you say holds the most value and it's where you should go if you want to collect sports stuff?
I would get pre-1970, big names, authenticated autographs in the best condition you could find.
That's the big thing, right, is you have to be able to prove it.
So I had a client bring in a 1929 Babe Ruth and team-signed ball when they did an exhibition game in Hartford. And we sent it out for authentication. Every signature came back right. It was completely authenticated. That's about a $12,000 ball today.
Wow.